Damian, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. We have some good news for craft beer lovers in Las Cruces, another business.
That's right. It feels like there's nothing but good news for craft beer lovers in Las Cruces. So TRC Brewing Company is expanding to Las Cruces. They just had a soft opening last Wednesday. They're in the Arroyo Plaza. It's a location that it was the first location they looked at when they considered expanding to Las Cruces. And then they thought, well, this seems a little bit small. They looked at a ton of other locations in virtually every other part of town and ended up right back there in the Arroyo Plaza.
Now, this is a company that obviously has found a lot of success in Truth or Consequences since it opened a few years back, I believe.
2016.
So they decided to expand to Las Cruces. Tell us about the tap room that they've opened up.
So it is there in the Arroyo Plaza. I was over there last week for the soft opening. Really a cool place. They really want to create a place where the community can come together. Different sectors of the community who might not otherwise interact, they've seen a lot of that happening in TRC as they kind of stepped up and helped revitalize the downtown area in TRC. Their story is really fascinating. John Masterson and his wife, Marianne Blau, they were working in the tech world in Seattle, and they really just got tired of the crowds and the traffic, so they went on a vacation. They came to New Mexico, and they were going to go to Silver City and decided to stay overnight. They stopped overnight in TRC because they didn't want to try to travail Emery Pass in the dark. You know, those hairpin turns can be a little tricky. So they stayed overnight in TRC, and they just immediately fell in love with the place.
Tell us exactly what people can expect, craft beer lovers can expect to indulge themselves with this new brewery opening.
Well, I was talking to the taproom manager, Asa Keys, and he's been with them since shortly after they opened in Tier C. He's moving to Las Cruces to help run this taproom. They really want to keep a wide variety, something for everyone's taste. On tap, they'll have at least 10 to 12 beers on tap at any given time. And it starts with everything from, a really light American lager to, you know, a stout. So there really is a little something for everyone.
Now, this is a part of town, Arroyo Plaza, that is right off Loman. This is not an area that really had a local bar or restaurant scene, but now do we see like some potential here for something like that happening?
We do see a little potential. You know, I was talking to them and they said, you know, we want to be a neighborhood bar. And I said, well, that's kind of strange because it doesn't feel like a neighborhood until you walk into the place. But they are starting to see a little more, get a little more of that feeling. A place called Nika's Place recently opened up, serving authentic New Mexican food. Really great place. I dropped by and checked it out a few months ago, and it's really fantastic. There are some other businesses opening up too. You know, we lost Masia Valley Kitchen,
a very popular place
a while back, and Massage Envy has moved into that spot. They did a very comprehensive and thorough remodel of it. You wouldn't recognize it if you walked in. There's Simply Divine Salon has just relocated into the Arroyo Plaza after 20 years or more up on Telshore. MR Arms has moved into the Arroyo Plaza. So the face of the plaza is changing a little bit, and it'll be interesting to watch and kind of see how it continues to come together.
Okay, Damian, thanks for updating us this week on the Monday Business Watch, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.